All right, resetting the Kings move today. If you're just joining us, I'm Grant Napier along with Doug Christie. You know, again, the Kings didn't get better today. They didn't get worse. It's kind of like, hey, best of luck, Garrett. Professional, we appreciate everything you've done. We worked out a good situation for you. And again, Garrett doesn't have a lot of marketability where people go, gee, you'd only got that for Garrett. Garrett, you're not – the reason why Garrett Temple opted in instead of opting out is there's no market for Garrett Temple. And that doesn't mean Garrett's not going to help Memphis. He will help them. Garrett would help any team that he goes to.
Yes, it will in more ways than one. First of all, defensively, 3-and-D guy, he can spread the floor. He's not always, you know, but he can hit shots. You talk about the locker room. But, yeah, you're right, Grant. Garrett kind of summed it up because he had the ability to opt out and go get another contract, and he opted in. So from that standpoint, he's a valuable asset, but maybe not as much as people are going to think.
Yeah, and again, here's what the Kings are going to judge success by this year, and let's just call it the way it is. Pretty much the success is going to be determined by the play of 3 to 5 players. All right, and those 3 to 5 players are De'Aaron Fox, Harry Giles, Marvin Bagley, Willie Cauley-Stein, and either take Justin Jackson or Scal or one of the other players. That's how this team's going to define success. And I don't mean that – I'm not including Bogdan or Buddy, and maybe I should, but I already think that we've seen – where you don't have to worry about those guys. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is, because they are professional-grade shooters. One is an absolute playmaker and a shooter in Bogdan, and I think that you're going to see a even better version of Bogdan after a year of rest and what have you. But I even take it to the fact that really the Kings are – it's going to be dictated by De'Aaron Fox, what De'Aaron Fox does, how he improves the two-way ability, the playmaking, the ability to set pace and tempo, and all those things. Yes. It is everyone else, but it starts with the head of the snake.
All right. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. You got the MLB All-Star game tonight. I have very little interest in this. I know a lot of people do, and if you want to talk about it, I'll be more than happy to discuss it. But it's I'd rather talk about the Oakland A's, and the reason why I say that is the A's right now are, I think, the best story in all of the American League. And hats off to them. That's all I can say.
Listen, Grant, they have played some fantastic baseball. The standings are getting close and tight. I mean, it's going to be –
sorry about the Mariners over the weekend.
I know it, man.
They needed the All-Star break.
They did bad. We need it badly. And hopefully out of it, we come in rock. But I will say this. Look, if the A's catch them and get it, hats off, because this is a ball club that's fought. You got two pitchers with Tommy John surgery. You got guys getting injured. And then just as a full team stepping up right now, 55-42, 3 games behind my M's for that second wild card spot.
Jerry, you're next on Sports 1140. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, you guys. Before I get to the All-Star game tonight, I want to thank you guys for some tickets that I won for that Steve Martin Short show a couple weeks ago. Had a blast. And thank you, KHTK. Thank you, CBS, and thank you, Doug and Grant.
Well, thank you. Just so you know, we're not CBS anymore, but that's fine. Thank you very much. We're happy that you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening to the show, station.
The Major League Baseball.
Go ahead.
Looking forward to the game tonight. I think that the Major League Baseball All-Star game is the truest All-Star game that's played, even though it's still not a real, real game. I think it's the closest out of the four majors. And my question, I had a question. Do they still determine, does the playoff game still determine
home field?
No.
No? Hey, thanks, you guys.
You got it.
All right, thank you. And thank goodness that it doesn't.
I agree, Grant. I think that's a blessing, because unless the game, you know, to his point, this is – it's non-contact, right? Unlike basketball, unlike football. So – are you going to get a better yeah, you do. But a game that doesn't mean anything and all that determining home field in the World Series, I don't like that.
All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Let's get to Tito. What's up, Tito?
Hey, guys. Glad to hear your show. Remember I called when they had Tito and I'm not the vodka?
Yeah, I do actually remember. Chico. Yes, I actually do remember that, yes.
Just want to throw it out there. I got 21 years clean and sober.
Well, so congratulations.
Congrats.
I was just excited about how the A's seem to be doing good back at 16 games. And I'm kind of excited about, you know, they might not make the playoffs, but the leaps and bounds they've been making so far, I'm glad you guys recognize that. So we go unheard of a lot because we're on the West Coast and a lot of people are in bed by the time we're playing, you know.
Well, they go unheard of a lot because, you know, the A's are not taken seriously by anyone, including in the Bay Area. But they're fine with that. You know, they don't care. They're just going out and winning, and they got great camaraderie. They got a great clubhouse. Bob Melvin is doing a marvelous job. They got a tremendous 1-2 punch coming out of the bullpen now in the eighth and the ninth. I mean, they got it rolling right now. I mean, they're really, really good.
Just hopefully they don't do anything A's-ish like Trey Jed Lowry or something like that.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Don't do that.
Man. Oh, we try to get too smart for our own good during the trade deadline, and it seems to always hurt us, you know, at the end of the day. And so I just wanted to say, watch out, Doug. We're coming for you.
Hey,
see you later, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. All love to the A's fans, man, because I appreciate, you know, small market. They're getting after it. They go out. They do it like a team. Listen, we had Cano go down, or not go down, but mess up for 80 games. So he's out, and you got D. Gordon stepping in. You got Diaz. Now he's an all-star, and Segura. So when it's a team game and they're getting after it together, I totally appreciate it.
All right, let's get to Dion. Hello, Dion.
Hey, Grant, Doug, what's up?
What's happening, man?
Hey, Grant, hey, man, I do concur with you. I'm a diehard Raiders fan. Randy Moss is the biggest dog ever, man.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Right. The dude would quit so many times. And you know what? I don't even think he should be a Hall of Famer, man. The guy would just quit on you.
I don't disagree with that. I honestly, and I really mean this, if I had a vote, I wouldn't have voted him in. I'd make him wait.
Yep. So just make Moss wait about 50 years, man. All right, thanks.
I don't know about 50 years, but I would have made him wait a couple of years. That's just me personally, though.
Yeah. You know what? I forgot. I totally forgot. Callers were calling up about this yesterday, Grant. Remember who I told you was going to win the golf tournament up there at Tahoe?
Yes, Tony Romo won.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, I did. Did you see what happened?
Well, I know one of our callers called in.
No, but did you see how that happened?
No.
Okay. Ray Allen, who wouldn't have won it anyway, but Ray Allen had the lead going to the 16th tee box.
Okay.
And Ray Allen looked like Charles Barkley for the final three holes.
No.
I am not. If anyone watched the golf tournament, Ray Allen, honestly,
what?
Looked like Charles Barkley on the golf course. That's how bad he was. And then Mark Mulder, the three-time defending champ.
Yes.
Has the lead going into the 16th by 2 points.
Yeah. Now, I read this part, so okay. I'm up to speed
right
now.
So he hooks his tee shot to the left and's got some tree issues, punches out, bad shot.
Okay.
Then he has a third shot where he can still salvage, hits a terrible shot, ends up, I think he makes par, and Tony, I want to say, birdied the hole. So Tony gets 3 points.
Gotcha.
So now Tony's got the lead by one.
Okay.
Going to the 17th. Romo tees off first, hits a good shot on 17. Not a great shot, but he's on the green.
Right.
He's going to do no worse than three.
Gotcha.
All right. So an opening for the three-time defending champ. I am not exaggerating. Mulder almost hit the ball in the water.
What?
He hit the ball so far right on the par 3 17th that he was actually in the hazard, meaning that he was on the beach where all the boaters jump off their boats. And that's technically the hazard, so he can't ground the club. Hits a pretty good shot onto the green, but misses his putt, so he gets no points. Tony misses his putt, he gets 1 point.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal.
No, so and Ray's out of it.
Ray's out of it. Okay. So they go to the 18th now. Tony Romo's got the lead.
Par five.
But an eagle is worth 6 points.
Okay.
And it's a very, very makeable eagle hole. All right?
You can get past that
Tony
tree.
Tees off with a mid iron. He didn't even take his driver out. He didn't want to be John Vanderbilt
scared
at the British
freaking
Open.
Death.
He takes an iron out, and he hits a beautiful iron shot.
Okay.
Okay. Joe Pavelski, all right, hits a phenomenal drive. We're not breaking in a minute. Joe Pavelski hits an amazing drive.
Okay.
He's like got a short iron into the green. Tony lays up on a second shot. Tony hits his third shot, not near the flag, but he's thinking all they got to do is make par.
Okay. So he's on the green.
Joe Pavelski hits his second shot. He's probably 4 to 5 feet from the flag. The ball on a bounce hit the flag stick and bounced to the right. Had it not hit the flag stick, he probably would have been 2 feet, but it hit the flag. Mulder is so far, his drive is so bad that he's out of it. Like, Mark Mulder's got no chance. All right. Pavelski, if he makes eagle, ties and they go to a playoff.
Okay.
4 to 5 foot putt. Totally missed the putt. Romo makes par and wins the tournament. So, yeah, I can't take it away from him. He won. And you know what? He played. He got a par. Pavelski needed an eagle or Mulder, and they didn't get it. We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140. Grant Napier and the Christy All Guests come to you via the Fire Wings Hotline. Try one of their delicious flavors of wings today. Fire Wings. Just wing it. All right, let's get to Dylan. Hello, Dylan. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the trade a little bit. Man, I'm kind of with you guys. The first thing I thought was that it was just kind of doing Garrett a favor, get him somewhere early so he can settle his life where he's going. And some of the Kings fans, like, panicking over – oh, they got to make moves. I say we got a young core of dudes, and we got more money than anybody. So right now, you know, quit panicking. We're cool, man. And as far as the Randy Moss thing goes, man, I remember I got a lot of buddies that are Raider fans, and I remember one time one of them told me he didn't want to run routes where the dirt was on the football field from the baseball diamond. And I was like, dude, ain't that like right in the middle of the field? And he didn't want to run routes over there, and they're, like, paying him millions of dollars.
Yeah, he didn't like to go over the middle, you know, regardless, unless there were $100 bills in the middle of the field.
He
could get alligator arms running across the middle. Just being honest. I mean, that's the reality. That's very true. He could.
Yeah, and one of the dudes on the show earlier, not on your show, but on KHTK earlier was – talking about the whole Doug Christie, Rick Fox thing, and he was saying how it happened early in the game and everything, and then he said something like, Doug must have been having a bad day or something, and I'm like, man, you don't remember. As far as
bad
I remember, that dude was shoving the ball all in Doug's face and everything. He was trying to big-time Doug, and he just kind of shut him down on that, so that's how I remember it, but anyway, you guys have a good day.
All right,
appreciate you.
All right, let's get to John. Hello, John.
Grant, how are you?
What's happening, John?
Oh, man, it's a nice warm day, so I took the day off early to get on my bike and ride it down by the river for a little bit.
There you go, buddy.
Helmet.
Hey, Doug, did you get up the gondola when you went to Tahoe?
Nah.
You didn't make it.
Nah,
I know you can't ski up there, but you're not skiing anyway.
I know it. Heavenly is where Grant says go. I didn't get a chance.
All right, So, John, what's going on today, man? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I heard you talking about the A's a little bit,
yeah.
And I was thinking they are on such a tear, and the way Jay and Doug get along on the radio and stuff, you guys must just be staring eyeball to eyeball about your two teams. It seems like it's going to be neck and neck between the A's and the M's coming down, just fighting for that final spot.
Well, we're hoping that we just create a bit of separation.
Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they fly their colors in here. We got Matt George back there. He's the A's fan. He's always barking.
Parlez-vous français, too. Look through the grass and say parlez-vous français.
Yeah, oui. This is correct, my friend. We hope to, you know, after the break, look, we ended the break 3-7 in our last 10. They went 7-3. I told Grant when we were up at Tahoe, we can't lose like 4 in a row, and I'll be damned if it didn't happen. I need to shut my big mouth, let my boys create some space. Face, John, and hopefully it'll happen.
It's not your fault, Doug. Karma isn't that soon. Karma doesn't happen that soon. It's not your fault, buddy.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think they're going to put a gym up at the top of that gondola with a full-size basketball court.
That would be awesome.
Up there.
Absolutely. I'll meet you there then.
All right, man. Have a good afternoon. All right, 339-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140.
You know, Grant, three games, man, it's tough. Listen, you and I talked about the A's, and you were like, oh, they're above 500, and my M's were rolling, and all of a sudden, man, these A's, they keep fighting, they keep scrapping, they keep making it happen. It's going to be fun going down, because when you look at everyone else, you're looking at AL Central, not much there. The Twins 44 and 50, that doesn't look like anything. The Indians are going to get that, and then in yours, the Rays are as close as you get above 500, 49 and 47. So the one wild card is obviously going to come out of the AL East. That'll be the Sox or the Yankees, whoever wins that one. And man, the Sox, you got to give them credit too.
They're on fire.
Yeah, they're on fire. 9-1 in their last 10. So it's going to be between the M's and my A's, it's looking like. And you can't rule out the Angels at 49 and 48, but I don't see that happening.
You know, it was interesting. I was listening to a dog. He had the commissioner on, Rob Manfred.
Okay.
And Rob Manfred made a phenomenal point, because I have been talking about with you what a shame it's going to be if the Yankees and the Red Sox end up with the top two records in the American League. And assuming that the loser wins the one-game playoff, they have to play each other in a best-of-five in the divisional round instead of the championship round.
Right.
And Rob Manfred answered the question from Chris, and he said, I've got two words for you. Unbalanced schedule. He said, your argument would be valid if the teams played a balanced schedule, but you play 19 games within your division. So that means the Yankees and the Red Sox get to play the Orioles 19 times, Tampa 19 times, where if you're in the American League West, you've got Houston, you've got Seattle, you've got Oakland, and you've got the Angels.
Yep.
And he said, and Chris, Rangers. He goes, no disrespect to any other team in baseball, but he said, and this was like spot on. He said, you know what? If let's say in the National League Central, okay, Milwaukee and Cincinnati had the two best records in baseball, nobody would be saying anything. Nobody would care.
Right.
But because it's the Yankees and the Red Sox, it becomes newsworthy. And you know what? I can't argue with either of those points.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could look at Giants, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, something like that. But you may listen. It's the Yankees. It's the Bo Sox, and you want to see them match up in a best of seven and just slug it out, Grant. But hey, this is how things line up now.
All right, tell you what, we'll take the time out. We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHTK. Grant Napier, Doug Christie.
Yes, sir.
339-1140, 800-920-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Well, we had a pretty good week last week, buddy. We had the days in Vegas doing Summer League, and then we went right to beautiful Edgewood in Lake Tahoe and had some phenomenal interviews. Just doesn't really get much better than that, does it?
Yeah, absolutely incredible, Grant. You know there's a new sport.
A new what?
Sport.
What's that?
See it up there on the left television? Called cornhole. Play cornhole?
What is it?
Cornhole. See it? ACL Cornhole Championships.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire
life. You're going to change it? You're not even going to watch?
All right, I'll watch just for you.
Okay.
I've never heard of it before.
You know, the little board with the hole in it and you throw the beanbag through it?
You're kidding me.
Hey, it's on ESPN.
You know what? Knowing the way the Olympics are, it will be an Olympic sport in 4 years.
I'm just saying, Grant, you might like it, man.
All right, I'm going to watch. I'm going to go to a channel that has nothing on it other than a blank screen.
Summer League action. This is a championship game right here in Los Angeles. No, this is this championship game?
Semifinal.
No, this was the semifinal last night. Championship is tonight, actually.
Yep. You going to watch it?
No. I got to. No, you know what? I take that back. I may. Sfi Mikhailiuk. He's been fantastic for Los Angeles Lakers. I will have to give the young
you like
man.
Him?
Yeah, I do. And so is Josh
Hart. He caught
Hart.
Our eye in Sacramento.
He did. And he has continued on. He had 31 last night to put him into the championship game, Grant. And, yeah, the kid can play. Sexton also from Cleveland.
Colin Sexton of Cleveland. He is, you know, a lot of people really liked him coming out.
He's been impressive, man. I mean, listen, defensively he gets after you, and you can see right as we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the speed of the kid. He pushes the basketball, and he's testy. He gets after it.
Because you know what? I like guys to push the basketball, because that's going to be what De'Aaron Fox is going to do every time he touches it this year.
Oh, my Lord. I can't wait. I mean, the one game that we did see De'Aaron here, he was solid, 23 points or something like that. And just let him loose, man. That's what I want to see. And I want to see guys out with him running. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, again, the biggest issue with De'Aaron, in my opinion, and I mentioned this before we even set foot on a floor, is staying healthy. He's got to play a minimum of 70 games a year, minimum.
Yes. And when you pair that with the fact, and I talked about this yesterday with Frank Mason, is the ability grant for Frank to understand how to continue that pace, maybe not the same way De'Aaron does. Maybe you have to advance the ball. Maybe you have to push the ball. And I said this yesterday. I'd like your take on it. I said, look, if I'm getting ready for training camp, I'm probably going to bring another point guard in. And you know what I want to see? Frank, I want you to eat his lunch. That's what I want to see. I want to see that I can depend on you, and you are my guy that's going to be able to back this team up. And you pair that with the fact that you can move Bogdan over and different things like that. But I really want to see Frank take that next step.
He's got to, or else, you know, there'll be a different, there'll be a new guy backing up De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with competition. I like the fact that there's a level of competition in King's training camp when that time comes, and we know what the rosters are look like and what they're going to be. That speaks to the fact that the guys are going to get after each other, because that's how you begin to improve.
All right. By the way, I got asked this earlier today, and I don't know the answer, but I have a ballpark figure. Somebody asked me when the NBA schedule comes out. And I can only tell you, it normally comes out the last few years. It's been around August 10th, 12th, right around in there. Okay? So it may come out a couple days earlier. It may come out a couple days after that. But generally speaking, a barometer is August 10th.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I can always remember whether I was in college or the NBA, whatever. Even now, when I go to the store with my son, he loves to pick up the magazines as soon as it pops out on the stands and look at it. I know I'm saying magazines. People are going, duck, they got this stuff on Instagram, Twitter, and all over the place.
That's why I like going to New York and buying the Post, because I love looking at my fingers, and I got ink all over and I'm like, oh, I'm back in New York and I just read the Post or the news. This is beautiful.
Grant, when you ride the subway with the paper, do you fold it a certain way so you can read it, or you're that guy that just opens it up?
No, I just open it up.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Be considerate, Grant.
Well, sometimes I have nobody sitting next to me.
Okay, well, that's different. Yeah. That's usually not in New York. I mean, come on.
But even then, I don't fold. I don't do. I just open it up.
Shame on you.
Why?
Because the lady sitting next to
you. You take the subway a lot when you were in New York?
No.
Why not?
Because I lived out in
Westchester
County. So, yeah. Look, I'm in a car, and 10 minutes, I'm on a thruway. I'm out. Out of the city,
it
baby.
It doesn't take long to get out.
No, it does not.
No.
I mean, usually, it got a toll, bang, I'm right
You're
on
done.
Top.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Come on. Subway. You joking me?
All right. You could take the train in from where you lived. But people, you know, knew Doug Christie would be a hassle. You know, Mike Breen takes the Long Island Railroad in every time he goes in to do the Knicks.
Every time.
Yep.
Actually, that's smart. That traffic is bad, man. Because he's got to go to Lincoln Tunnel, right? Or one of those tunnels out that way?
The Queens Midtown Tunnel.
Okay. So that thing, all those.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How long did you live in New York, in the area?
Well, I was out in Westchester. I never lived in New York.
The Lincoln Tunnel goes from Midtown Manhattan across the
Hudson River.
New Jersey.
Okay, New Jersey.
All right, just wanted to. And so does the George Washington Bridge. It goes from New York across the Hudson, and you can go to Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Well, I'm glad you know your geography, Grant.
I'm helping you out.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
For a guy that just went to Lake Tahoe for the first time last year, I think you need a little bit of help. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, man. I was focused on something else. That's all.
That's all right.
Just a little bit of focus, Grant.
Yeah, you were getting ready for the game.
That's right.
Doug Christie.
Hope that
not getting in the game, playing for the Knicks. He had to really concentrate and get focused.
You know what? To be honest with you, I usually had a driver when I was in New York.
Yeah,
his name was Eddie.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was his name.
His last name wasn't Layton, was it?
No.
Because Eddie Layton played the organ at the Garden. All right, let's get to Rick. Hello, Rick. How are you?
How's it going, Grant?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, just give me your opinion on these reports. What do you think about Manny Machado going over to the Dodgers?
Yeah, that's been the rumor. And, you know, listen, if you're the Dodgers and you can get Manny, and, you know, to me, the Dodgers are going to win the NL West this year. I really believe that. They're the best team. They're going to win. I have the Giants aren't good enough. The Rockies aren't deep enough. Arizona, to me, they're too up and down. I think the Dodgers have withstood their terrible start. So, yeah, that's the hot rumor right now. Absolutely.
But do you think?
Hey, come on. What am I listening to in the background? You got four phones. You got. I mean, I can't talk to you with that noise in the background.
You didn't like his ringtone, Grant?
No, you got to call back without all that extra noise.
Who they got at shortstop? Chris Taylor.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that would be a phenomenal move for the Dodgers. Listen, I just think if you can get a player of that caliber, you go for it.
Listen, the Dodgers, it's position players. But you know what? Come on, Kershaw.
The Dodgers are going to win the division. They got off to their horrible start, and guess what? At the All-Star break, they're in first place.
Listen, they withstood that, and it was bad, Grant. Because you know what? They started out and were thinking, and boy, oh boy, it kept going downhill. And before you know it, I was kind of selling on them, but man, they weathered the storm. Right now, 53-43.
Yeah, and they weathered the storm. And again, I go back; they already had their bad stretch. They probably aren't going to go through another bad stretch. And so, for that reason, to me, barring injuries, they're going to win if they get Manny on their team. I don't see how that doesn't work out for them.
Well, and you pair it with the fact that you lost your third baseman. Was that the first game of the season? Was that the first game?
Justin Turner?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, when they really missed him.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely. And that kid, Max Muncy, man, boy, he hits the ball a mile. Did you see that? Did you watch the home run derby?
Yeah. Goodness, you know, home run derby, to me, everyone hits the ball. You could probably hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Oh, there we go.
I couldn't. You
finally.
Could. You know, for a guy that I work with that says he can hit the ball into the water at AT&T.
You guys tape that. You heard it right here.
You know what?
Don't stutter on me. You said it. Let's leave it alone. Move on.
75% of the people listening right now could hit a home run in the home run derby.
I would love to try, man, one of these days. Come on. Maybe, Grant.
So Manny Machado's he's batting .315. He's got 24 homers and 65 RBIs.
That's pretty good. Think?
Come on now.
Come
on. Let's get to Kenny. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, fellas. Good afternoon.
Kenny.
I just put my car in the gear. I got a fun question. I want to shift gears with you guys and just tap into your imagination.
You downshifting or you upshifting?
He said an automatic transmission.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I got a question for you, DC, first. The question I have for you is, when you retired from the NBA, how did your diet change?
That's a good question. Actually, probably a wee bit worse, but not really, because I try to stay on top of it. When I was in the NBA, I was really on top of it, especially after I got drafted.
He was not on the Charles Barkley diet post-career, I can tell you that, but go ahead.
So, you know, I try to stay on it, Kenny. I didn't give in, if that's what you mean. I'd probably snack a little bit more than I did when I played, but yeah.
So when you say that, is that to say that your intake of meat is at a moderate level, and cooking oils is also at a moderate level?
Ask you a question.
Well?
Why are we talking about this?
Come on, let the man finish his question.
I just want to know where are we going with this? Are we like, you know, are we like getting ready to do like a rerun of Jack LaLanne weekly program on network TV? What's the deal here?
Well, just on a side note, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine, and we was talking about healthcare and blah, 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 and I was coming from the standpoint that our system is a disease management system. Mm-hmm. But if you're truly concerned about healthcare, then what you need to do is make sure that you're eating the right things. Before
Kenny, you know this is a sports
hospital.
Show, correct?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's why I didn't go there. You asked the question. Okay. Yeah.
No, but hold on, Kenny, just so I can answer your question. Okay. I probably eat a little less meat now than I did when I played.
Okay.
Kenny, I'm going to go home. If I had a grill tonight, I'd be grilling a very nice T-bone, but I don't have a grill, so I can't do it. But anyway, and I'll tell you what, Kenny, if I can get a nice grill, I'll invite you over, and you and I will have a cookout on my patio. How's that sound, buddy?
You know what, man? I'm going to hold you to that. Okay,
yeah,
now here's my fun question.
I would love for it. It would be great. Go ahead.
I want you guys' imagination on this. One of my clients actually texted me this, and I was struggling with it, so I figured, what the heck, I'll give you guys a call. His question was, give me a starting five in the NBA that will beat this squad. You have LeBron, Jordan, Duncan, Magic, and Kareem. What squad would you guys pick to defeat them or to counter that?
Give me the five again, please.
Okay, Kareem, Magic, Duncan, Jordan, and LeBron.
I don't think there would be a starting five that could beat that five.
Come on.
All right, give me the five.
Larry Bird.
Kobe. I mean, LeBron James would destroy Larry Bird, but go ahead.
Well, I got Kobe.
Okay.
I have Larry Bird. Now, mind you, all in their primes. I have Larry Bird.
Okay.
I have Shaq as my center.
Okay.
I have Durant.
Oh, that was interesting.
And for my power forward, I don't know. I struggled with that one, man. I was thinking Carl
Malone.
Well,
now, wait a minute now. Whoa. You already said you got Larry Bird. Where's Kevin Durant playing?
Yeah,
he can play wherever the hell he wants.
No. If you're going to have Larry Bird and Kevin Durant, they both can't play small forward.
Well, they're just positionless basketball, Grant. They're players.
Well, he just said he needs a power forward. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, well.
He's got Shaq at center.
He's a player. He's a player.
No. You told me you had Shaq at center, so you can't. You already have a power forward.
Come on. He's always getting you on little stuff, man.
Yeah, I know. That's where I was struggling with, because I'm thinking when I look at them position by position, I'm thinking, okay, let me think of a player that would counter them. But then when I'm thinking of a squad, then I'm like, well, I don't necessarily need this if I could put Durant over here and then open it up and then let these guys go. So I figured I'd just give you guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you got Tim Duncan, you can go Kevin McHale.
Karl Malone.
Yeah, you could go Karl Malone. Yeah, a lot of people don't know who the hell
Would you put
Kevin
Elgin
McHale.
Baylor on that team?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
See, I'm telling you, we could come up with something, Grant.
Don't think you'd beat your first five.
You don't think so, huh?
No, I don't think so,
You don't think so?
Magic, personally, I don't.
Okay.
So you say Magic Kareem, I say Bird McHale. That's not really a comparison, but, you know, Boston.
Doug wants to finish in second place. That's okay.
Oh, damn, man.
Well, hey, you know what? You didn't come up with
it. I did that before, Grant. It's not a really good feeling.
No, it's not.
I got to go. You guys have a good one.
Appreciate you, Ken.
Have a good one. Thank you. Let's get to...
Damn you, Grant.
I know. I'm sorry. Let's get to AC. What's up, AC?
Hey, DC. This is AC.
Hey, my man.
Hey, I just want... I know it's not a big trade, but is this... I just got to ask you what you guys' opinion is. Is this a let's get Garrett Temple a soft landing spot because we respect him and we want him to be able to play somewhere else? Or is this trying to free up salary? What's your take on this minor move here?
I personally think that it's both. I don't think that we're Vlade is in the business. Kings are in the business just to help people out. I think that it probably served a couple purposes. I don't know what the lateral move is, but you got to think that there's a lateral move maybe for a bigger move with the salary cap money that the Kings have now and all those different things. So what is that? I don't know, but I think it also is a good look from the standpoint he did Garrett Temple right by he's going to get the chance to play in a contract year, and he was absolutely spectacular here for the Kings, in my opinion.
And just a little side note, that last caller with his lineup, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Agreed. I agree with you absolutely wholeheartedly when you talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's so easy to forget. You think Steph Curry's shot from the three is deadly? How about a skyhook from 18 feet that you can't do anything about? And, yeah. Would totally agree with you. You can sleep if you want on Kareem, but he's one of the absolute best.
All right. If you want to call the show, 339-1140, 800-920-1140, 339-1140, and 800-920-1140. Major League All-Star Game tonight in D.C., and then action will resume on Friday. We'll have the A's and the Giants right here on Sports 1140 KHDK as they shift from San Francisco to Oakland, the three-game set.
Hey, Bay Bridge! It's a important series at the same time. A's winning two out of three to go into the All-Star break, and we will see what they do after that as well.
And 20 out of 26 overall.
Go figure, man.
How about that?
Ah, man, I will tell you, they've been on a tear, and if you just talk about their last 10, seven out of their last 10, that's the way if you're the A's wanting to close it out. And then you, I think Jed Lowrie right before, a little bit of a back tweak or something, but that's what the All-Star break is. Give him a chance.
He's fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. If you want to call the show, this is your opportunity as we take you right up till 7 o'clock. The golf hour this week is on Thursday. And speaking of golf,
boy,
we got a pretty big week going on as in less than 48 hours from right now, they will be at Carnoustie.
Ooh.
And the weather forecast looks great. So that's, as again, I'm just saying, as we look at it right now, should not be a factor.
Grant, this is going to be a lot of fun because, as you've said many times, Carnasty is what they call it. Do you have who you got to win it? I got some.
I'll give it to you tomorrow because I am analyzing it.
I got mine already, but if you want it tomorrow, I'll give it to you tomorrow. Dustin Johnson 12-1, Rory 16-1, Ricky 16-1, Jordan Spieth 20-1. Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, 20-1, Jason Day, Tiger Woods and Jason Day, 25-1, Sergio coming in at 25-1, just some of the names, and Phil Mickelson, 50-1. But yeah, I'm riding with Mr. Tommy Fleetwood.
You know what? I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
He played very well in the Open.
Yes, I did a little homework, Napes.
I like that.
You, come on, baby.
I like that.
If I'm going to bring that handicap down, I better start doing it. It's not just out there performing. It's between the ears, from my understanding.
It's all good, man. It's all good. And I don't know if you watched tennis on Sunday. I watched Novak Djokovic get back into the winner's circle. And yeah, exactly.
Listen,
right.
I believe that is number four.
That's
for
four
him
at Wimbledon.
Yep. And this is his first major since 2016, Grant.
Yeah, it's been a long stretch.
And he's elbow surgery. Well, let's take that into consideration. Bringing his old coach back, having a son, and he looked to be.
He looked great.
Yes, he did. I would totally agree with you. Now, you can. I can't think of the gentleman's name from South America.
South Africa.
So, and I think he was a little tired. Coming from that John Isner match that was epic.
26-24.
But I will say that Novak looked really good. Yeah. I think that now he's back. Now he's still going to have to battle, but he's back.
He's back. Let's get to Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's happening?
Hey, just a little curious about your opinion on the trade today. Is to set something up? Is there something I'm not seeing?
It's a very minor deal. The Kings did not get better by making the deal today, and they didn't get worse. Basically, it's a pat on the back to a pro who opted in instead of opting out. And I believe 2 months ago, the Kings felt he was going to opt out. He wasn't going to play very much on the Kings this year. He is capable of helping out a team. Kings get a little bit of money back. They get a second round pick. But again, they didn't get better by making this deal, but they didn't get worse either.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. And you're going to judge the Kings this year. In my opinion, you're going to judge it. Well, first of all, you're going to judge it on how many games they win. But you're going to judge it on De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, Harry Giles, and then after that, and I'm not going in any order, but those three.
Yeah.
Then after that, Justin Jackson, Willie Cauley-Stein, the improvement of Bogdan and Buddy. That's how you're going to judge this year's team.
Yeah, and what's the team that's going to don the court? Right now, we don't know what that's going to be. So that's where you got to hold on. Let's wait. Training camp is coming. It's not here yet, but by the time that it does, then you will understand, okay, this is a team that's going to go out there. Let's see how they compete. And once they get going, Coach Yeager said it a long time ago, end of the season, actually. The training wheels are coming off, and I would agree. I want to see what guys can do.
I'll tell you one thing I don't want to hear this year, and I'm going to be very critical this year, and I wasn't last year because I don't want to hear anybody this year. I'm not going here. I'm just telling you right now, you can record this and play it back. I'm not going with the narrative that this year is not about winning games. We did that last year.
Absolutely.
Right. So, I mean, I don't want to hear that from anyone about that this year is not about winning games. This year, you go out and you try to win every single night.
Yeah, and listen, the West just got tougher. I think a lot of teams, almost every team in the Western Conference has improved. So from that standpoint, listen, what did Kings win, 25, 27 games last year, whatever it was? Yeah, you need to start trending towards 40, Grant. That's the, in my opinion, yep. That's the number that you need to start trending towards.
All right, let's get to John. Hello, John.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Doug. How are you today?
How are you, John?
Doing well. Doing well. Hey, I just was listening, and I heard that caller about the basketball pair-ups, if you will. And the couple of names that came to mind, instead of Shaq, and I like Shaq. I think he's a good player. But how about Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell in that center spot?
Yeah. Listen, we're talking about, all-time greats when you're talking about that. I think a lot of that would be to a person's preference. You know, if you're going to have a defensive player, that really team player, obviously you can put Bill Russell in there. If you want the absolute domination, you're talking Shaq and Wilt Chamberlain. So it depends on what you want and what your team lines up. If you got someone on the perimeter that's more dominant scoring, maybe you pair them with a Russell.
Yeah, I agree, and you're right, it's preference, but those are two names that came to mind. The other question I had is, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, and I got to admit, I got to love what the Oakland A's are doing right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is coming out of, you know, they have a young, exciting offensive team. I'm really surprised at how well they're doing with
John, unfortunately, we lost you, buddy. Sorry, we lost you. We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.